Justin Fluke now joined by Coach Madison Massey talking Jackson Heights girls basketball. Lady Cobras, like a lot of teams, not a lot of time on the court, not a lot of games to talk about. But, Coach, welcome back. I know you were gone for a bit, and happy family and getting all settled in with those changes. But briefly wanted to mention the game that you did have, the only game since the Christmas, or two games since the Christmas break, but the one a couple weeks ago against McLeod was a good win for your girls program. Man, 55-15. I know McLeod has struggled, but to come out and be able to dominate and score that kind of points again had to be a really great feeling for the girls coming back.
Yeah, it's nice to get a little confidence going into this, you know, second half of the season. We're really gearing up to try to make a run for our league title. And we really start tonight when we play JCN. That's going to be a tough one for us. But McLeod, yeah. They're struggling a little bit with numbers. Not much a coach can do. She had to play with four at one point, which is nothing anyone ever wants to do. Just sickness is going around. So hoping that everybody starts to feel a little better if it warms up.
I know we had talked to Coach Keene about, you know, the Valley Falls game, but it was a game you played really well too. I mean, 55-37 won that game, so you're 2-0 here in the new year against league opponents. I guess the weather wasn't a great time for anybody, but especially for your girls, I'm sure after a couple wins, you would have loved the opportunity to kind of keep playing and ride that momentum. And now I'm sure the last few days getting back at the gym and getting practices again, you almost feel like you're restarting a bit, huh?
Yeah, you know, we're pretty out of shape, just like everybody else, I'm sure. With five snow days, you lose it so quickly. So it'll be interesting, you know, with HIT coming up, if we can get back into our run-and-gun shape and see what we can do.
You have JCN, as you mentioned, tonight, a league team that you've yet to face this year. Pretty good league team, but you do get this game again at home. So what are you kind of looking at as keys and things you feel like your team needs to do well to get a win?
We have to figure out how to make them come guard us. They really pack it in that 2-3 zone, and we got to knock down some outside shots. We got an offensive rebound. That's going to cause issues for them if we do those two things. Defensively, they've got a couple pretty tall and strong girls and two really, really good guards that we're going to have to shut down if we want to win the game.
You mentioned
it'll be interesting.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Yeah, you mentioned the HIT there next week, and I wanted to ask you just briefly on that. We'll talk more about it next week, but seven teams, so it's a really weird bracket, and, man, they brought in some different teams, some big teams, including Topeka Hayden, so your schedule looks a little bit daunting. Again, I guess just happy to be on the court, but it looks like some different opponents and some really challenging opponents for your team in the Roundhouse next week.
For sure. The HIT is a wonderful tournament. It's fun, but with the team situation this year, it's going to be a little different. We're going to play on Monday and Tuesday, which is going to be tough, going back-to-back nights and, you know, without a practice in between to really prepare for the next game. And then we'll play on Saturday. So the good thing is we'll get a couple practices between then just to, you know, work on a few things that we need to do.
Jackson Heights will play Marysville on Monday, and then Topeka Hayden is the team they'll play in the early game on Tuesday. We'll talk more about those next week. Best of luck tonight, Coach, and thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Jackson Heights girls basketball talk with Coach Massey. We'll continue with Coach Plattner talking Cobra boys hoops after this break.